Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin in the office of the New York State Attorney General, and it involves FIFA and the much ballyhooed ticket practices this summer. And folks, Tish James says she's seen and heard enough. In fact, Ms. James and the Attorney General of New Jersey have launched an investigation now, even going so far as to issue subpoenas based on reports and complaints from fans. And get this, we're not talking about the price of the tickets. Folks have already gotten past the sticker shock. So what are they looking at? Well, fans have complained that they're not so sure they're getting what they paid for. They think they've been misled about the location of the seats. Uh-oh. Newsman Mac Rosenberg at the top of the broadcast on this Wednesday.
Paying for tickets in one area of the stadium and being assigned cheaper seats than what they paid for. That's one allegation from the New York and New Jersey AGs, with another being that FIFA created a set of seating zones and then changed them after fans had already bought tickets. Not to mention the sky-high cost of those tickets, which will also be under investigation. New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport says FIFA has turned buying a World Cup ticket into a gauntlet of confusion, fake scarcity, and impossibly high prices. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Go ahead, Winds family. You can say it. Say what? We'll be following this one. Get your popcorn. This could get real interesting. The man accused of killing a professional dancer at a Brooklyn gas station 3 years ago is on the witness stand today. Dmitry Popov, who was 17 at the time, allegedly stabbed O'Shea Sibley, who was 28. Sibley was dancing with friends while pumping gas at the station in Midwood. Police say Sibley and his friends had just come from the beach, and they stopped at a filling station to get gas. Everybody's being crazy, having fun. Well, they all got into a heated debate with Popov, who allegedly made homophobic and racist comments towards them. And then things turned physical. Sibley got knifed in the chest. He died. Popov is charged with murder as a hate crime now. Sibley was a well-known dancer featured in music videos and had performed in music videos and at Lincoln Center. Beyonce posted about his death on her website. So did Spike Lee. He's a pretty popular guy. Well, on the heels of another deadly subway surfing incident, the NYPD did a talk today, which included the mother of a kid who was killed a couple of years ago while surfing a train on the Williamsburg Bridge.
Subway surfing is on the rise again, and police say this dangerous trend has become very popular on the 7 train and the J train going over the Williamsburg Bridge. NYPD's chief of transit, Joseph Galata, says he gets 911 calls about this every day.
We do see the same people over and over again. I think one of the biggest challenges is that, hey, it's a 14-year-old that we bring into family court.
He sat down with Norma Nosario. She's a mom who lost her son Zachary to subway surfing.
I just want you to hear it from me. It's in social media, but, you know, I'm the mother.
Police say the warning signs are there. Kids aren't just subway surfing. They're going onto train tracks and even breaking into trains and ordering subway keys on Amazon. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at police headquarters.
Babies, you got to stay off those trains. There is no might as to whether or not you could get killed. Yes, you will get killed. Put that in your brain, please. The latest incident was Friday when a 14-year-old kid died. Another was left in critical condition. Fell off the top of a J train, again, subway surfing near Delancey and Lewis Street in Williamsburg. Downtown, a federal judge listening to arguments today over conditions at ICE holding facilities in Lower Manhattan. The location at 26 Federal Plaza has been at the center of widespread criticism from pro-immigration advocates who say the place is a pit, alleging inhumane treatment, unsafe and unsanitary conditions, and that detainees only get 2 meals a day. An advocate suggests even those 2 meals taste like the person who made them was having a horrible, terrible, no good, very bad day. They say it's awful. Homeland Security says, no, it's not. Somebody said they should make the Homeland Security guy eat a meal down there. In September, a federal court ordered ICE to improve conditions. That order coming on the heels of a temporary restraining order, which banned ICE from holding folks in cramped spaces, ordered ICE to improve access to hygiene products and to provide sleeping mats. ICE was also told to let people call their lawyers within 24 hours after getting there. Well, some verified video surfaced last summer. Remember this? Showing a group of detainees packed in a room with no furniture and a pair of toilets. DHS has argued that 26 Federal Plaza was not a detention center, but simply a processing center, flatly denying all the allegations. Well, it's in court today, so we'll see what the judge has to say about it. AccuWeather says we got a shower in spots through midday. Otherwise, warm and rather humid this afternoon. With intervals of clouds and sunshine, we'll get to a high of 84. Right now, 76 degrees in Central Park. The New York Public Library. It isn't just for Googling anymore. In fact, Google just forked over millions to help expand AI literacy.
The perils and pitfalls of AI. Nick Buron is the chief librarian of the Queens Library System. He says they're here to help.
It is up to the library, who has always played this role of connecting the newest technology with our customers who need to know how to use it correctly.
Google has given the city's three library systems more than $3 million to train staff and educate the public. Dr. Brandy McNeil of the New York Library System says the wheels have been set in motion.
Already, we are hosting public conversations that address urgent and practical questions surrounding this powerful technology.
And they urge the public to come on in. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.